This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake, the storm being blamed for at least 10 deaths across four states. Former President Trump meeting this hour in New York with Ukraine's President Zelensky, who said ahead of the meeting,
"I think we have a common view that the war in Ukraine has to be stopped and Putin can't win. And Ukrainians have to prevail, and I want to discuss with you the details of our plan of victory."
The United Nations, a warning from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the nation he says is supporting Hezbollah.
"There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach, and that's true of the entire Middle East."
But Netanyahu's speech was met with opposition in the chamber, as many world leaders either left the room or booed when he took the podium. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin could bring in an additional $2 billion in federal money if it expanded Medicaid. That's according to a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The report also says adding more people would also lead to higher costs and more demands on hospitals. Expect a bigger funding request for public education in Wisconsin soon. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her next spending request should be finished by mid-November. In the meantime, 103 local school districts are holding funding referendums this year.
Our communities are being forced to have neighbor versus neighbor on deciding whether they are going to fund their schools. So I believe that there is a strong appetite to make sure that the legislature funds our schools.
Among other things, she's calling for the state to double its reimbursement for local special education costs. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. The UW Board of Regents voted this morning unanimously to fire former UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao from his tenured faculty position. Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. Gao's appeal was heard last month by a UW system committee. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. Former president and current Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will make a stop in southwestern Wisconsin tomorrow. Trump's campaign rally will be at the Prairie du Chien Area Arts Center. Trump will speak at around 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. It's Trump's second visit to the area in a month. Last month, Trump spoke at a full crowd inside the La Crosse Center. Prairie du Chien is the home city of Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. A potential playoff preview begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers are locked into the NL's third seed and will play in next week's wildcard round. This weekend, one of their potential playoff opponents, the New York Mets, are in Milwaukee for a three-game series. The playoffs begin Tuesday. Wisconsin football is heading west today to take on USC tomorrow. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell said long trips present challenges, but doesn't expect it to be an issue on Saturday.
Traveling to the West Coast means Friday morning is going to come really quick, and we got to get in here. The guys got to, you know, get here and get ready to roll. And so that's different. But is it completely different? No. I mean, if you were going to the East Coast, it would still be early. It just maybe wouldn't be as early.
The game at USC starts at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. Wisconsin returns home next week to play Purdue at 11 a.m. And on Sunday, it's the border battle. The Green Bay Packers take on the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff is at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A bright blue and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching 80 degrees. This warm September trend hangs on for the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant dry weather as the high heat hangs on. Enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Wisconsin's volunteers are making a difference in our communities every single day. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org. You can filter by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more, all to help find the best fit for you. Go to volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and served Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins us talking about Trump's appeal of his $464 million civil case, and he'll chime in on SDNY's case against New York City Mayor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who will be returning on Monday. We're really happy to have you here today. You can be part of the conversation by calling or texting 855-752-855-75-CIVIC or drop a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Civic Media's YouTube as well as Civic Media's Twitter/X page right now. And you can drop a comment right there. Calvin, guess what time it is? By the way, that's Calvin on the boards.
I was going to say it's time to recombobulate, but I think there's actually something before that.
Well, of course it's Friday. It's Friday, and with our new time, thank you, by the way, for making that clear, Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulation Area / political editor of Civic Media. He is standing by to recombobulate with us, but he is part of the excitement, which is the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest keyword, which is happening right meow. Right meow. I'm going to give you a keyword, and this is what you're going to do is when I give you that keyword, you're going to go to your app, open it up, text us through the app, text that keyword, and you'll be entered for the daily contest of either $100 or some jewelry. All entries will be put into a gigantic pot, and one winner will emerge with two tickets, club-level seating, to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay take on New Orleans on the 23rd of December, which is going to be a fantastic Christmas present for somebody. But all you have to do is send us that keyword. And that keyword is, for the 11 o'clock hour, money. M-O-N-E-Y, money. Make sure you spell it correctly. Text it through the Civic Media app, because if you spell it incorrectly, you're not entered. And we can't help you. So, we can help you. We're nice people like that. But yes, text the word money through the Civic Media app right now. We look forward to hearing from you. That'll be another keyword coming to you at 11 or at 1 o'clock on Todd Elba's show, and then 4 o'clock during Maggie Dawn's show. But today is the last day to enter to possibly win in the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. Now, the word money is out there, but let's get in here right now with Dan Schaefer. Like I said, he is the founder of the Recombobulation Area, but also the political editor of Civic Media. Dan Schaefer, welcome to Friday. Welcome to 11 a.m. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Greg. I'm recombobulating here in Milwaukee and always happy to join you on Matt and Air on Air.
I mean, you recombobulating, I wish there was a bigger word right now, because the work you've done, I mean, you are always working, you're always writing, you are always putting stories out there, you're always informing the people, but you're doing something special again, which is your voter guide, your statewide voter guide, which we started talking about last week. We're going to talk about today as well, where you break down every single election statewide in Wisconsin, assembly, Senate. Am I correct?
That's right. All 115 races. I'm the only guy crazy enough to go through and preview district by district, all 115 races happening this year in the Wisconsin state legislature. And it's a pretty unique year. You know, I've done this preview at the Recombobulation Area in the last two election cycles in 2020 and 2022. But this one's a little bit different, because not only is it, you know, am I working with all of you fine folks at Civic Media all of our wonderful coworkers now at Civic Media that have really brought this preview to life in really exciting new ways with graphics and interactive features and all sorts of things you can get on the Civic Media Wisconsin Legislature Voter Guide. But we also have new maps this year.
Yes.
And that's a pretty exciting thing, too. You know, we talked so much about the new maps when the Wisconsin Supreme Court race was happening, when those map submissions were going through that kind of fraught process earlier this year. And now we're here. Now we're here less than 40 days away from Election Day, and we have new maps. And, you know, it's really like there's so much attention paid to the presidential race in Wisconsin for obvious reasons. We're one of the seven states that will really decide the outcome of the election. The Senate race, of course, also getting a lot of attention. But down ballot, there's so much happening too. And with new maps, there's so many new opportunities, so many more competitive races. And we're finally out from under the thumb of one of the most ridiculous partisan gerrymanders that we've seen anywhere in the country. So this is a tremendous opportunity for Wisconsin. So as you're, you know, seeing all those ads come through your TV, come, you know, pop up on YouTube, whatever it might be, for presidential races, Senate races, what have you, don't forget to look down ballot, because this year is more interesting and more exciting and more competitive than we've seen in anything in more than a decade.
Honestly, when you say ads, it's funny because Steve from Milwaukee texted and he's listening right now. He said, I have a friend just coming back to Wisconsin in a while and he can't believe how many stupid ads he has seen from all of the super PACs out there. Dan, I want to ask you a question though. Like you, okay, you are a journalist. You are an award-winning journalist, you are. And when you're reporting on these things, you keep a fair mind about the information you're putting out there. You want to make sure people are informed. And you said it's different because we have fair maps this year. When you did this process in the past, were you as excited? Because like you're looking at the old maps, you're looking at the elections from before, you're like, all right, we kind of know who's going to win. We know who's going to lose. We know the area. So here you go. And this is why. But from you, from other candidates, from other, you know, whether it's, you know, just listeners and voters, there's an excitement in the air. So was it a little more exciting this year to be like, oh, I get to really work with the odds here. And like, here we go because of fair maps.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited about this every year because I'm a huge nerd, but I think this one, there's so many more, you know, I like competition. You guys know I'm a sports fan. I'm a big fan of the Bucks and the Packers and everybody else, but I get, you know, part of what I'm excited about this is that there is so much more competition. In previous previews that I had done for the 99 seat Wisconsin State Assembly, you know, I think it was 2022 that I only had one toss up identified, you know, and that just goes to show how gerrymandering works. It makes it just a bunch of very blue districts and a bunch of very red districts and not a whole lot in the middle. And this year we have a whole lot more in the middle. And, you know, in the state assembly, I've identified 8 toss up races, and then 4 more that are, you know, closely competitive and probably, you know, have a favorite on either side, but are races that could realistically be won by either candidate. So, you know, I think there are 12 key races that will ultimately determine the majority in the assembly. And that is a far cry from where it has been in years past, because under this gerrymander, Republicans have held 60 or more of these assembly seats every year since the gerrymander was passed for the 2012 election. So this is unlike anything we've seen before in the last decade plus here. And I think it just goes to show, you know, a better, more accurately reflects the political geography of Wisconsin and the 50-50 purple state nature of this state. And we have, you know, the toss-up races are in many of the swing regions of the state that you might come to expect. The Milwaukee area suburbs, La Crosse, Eau Claire, the Fox Valley, the Green Bay area. A lot of these places that you're seeing, you know, so many candidates and their surrogates show up in this year for the presidential election, the Senate race, what have you. And that's also now reflected better in the maps. And so these swing areas are going to be the ones that ultimately determine the majority. What a concept, Greg. Right?
If you're just tuning in right now, you are listening to the dulcet tones of Mr. Dan Schaefer. He is the founder of the Recombobulation Area, as well as Civic Media's political editor, and we are talking about his voter guide, which will be available also on the Civic Media website. It is available on the Civic Media website, also available in our show notes today. We'll take you right to all the great work that he's doing. And, you know, this is the first step. You know, there's so much excitement. The candidates who've come out to run for office are excited. And I think that most people have a realistic attitude that I don't think anyone's sitting there going, you know, the Democrats are going to take the assembly and they're going to take the speaker and they're going to go Howard Dean and go, yeah, and they're going to be like going crazy. But even if some of these key races you're talking about are won or are well contested, that's just inspiration for the next election that comes forward and more people to come out and say, no, I want to do this. We have fair maps. I have something to say. I want to run. And, you know, I don't just see where it's going to take us in November. It's fair maps and this groundswell of support is where it's going to take us in the next 5 to 10 years as a state as well.
Yeah, it really sets up, you know, a opportunity for change, not just in this election, but down the line, too. I think in the assembly, you know, I still think Republicans are the slight favorites to mm-hmm. win the majority.
Yeah.
You know, because I think incumbency is a huge factor in a lot of these down ballot elections where name recognition is really important. And I think, you know, just the overall political geography of the state might suggest that, you know, Republicans have a very slight advantage, but again, a slight one. And I think it comes to, it's again, going to come down to, you know, some of these swing areas of the state and places like Green Bay that have, you know, the Green Bay and Brown County seats are ones that I've certainly circled. There are two toss-up assembly races and one toss-up Senate seat. So I think, you know, those are really going to make a big difference. And then this sets the table for future elections, too, because the Senate, only half of the state Senate is up every 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the incumbent senators that are not up until 2026, that tips 12-5 in favor of Republicans. So the realistic outcome for Democrats in the state Senate is to really close the gap this year and put the majority in play 2 years from now. But I think this also creates a healthier democracy overall. And I think we're seeing that in some of the Republican candidates that they are recruiting and putting forth in some of these swing races. You know, I was thinking about the preview that I wrote 2 years ago, and one of the most closely competitive seats there was a very gerrymandered seat in the far northwest corner of the state of Wisconsin in Superior. For a long time, that was a district that was represented by a Democrat in 2020. In the 2022 election, Republicans put forth a candidate, Angie Sapik, who was live tweeting the insurrection on January 6th in support of what was happening.
My goodness.
On that day, and was putting all sorts of COVID conspiracies out and what have you. And she ended up winning that race by like 1.5%. And I think this year you're seeing some of those closely competitive races have candidates that are a lot more experienced, a lot more moderate. You know, one race that I've keyed in the Fox Valley has a, you know, the former mayor of Nina is running.
Yeah.
So instead of just like people plucked off of Twitter, you're having people with actual experience that Republicans are running too.
We're going to keep this conversation going with the Recombobulation founder and political editor of Civic Media, Dan Schaefer. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm discombobulated. It's grounds to be frustrated.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinair, who will be returning on Monday. You can always be part of the conversation by calling or texting, same number, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on YouTube and the website that we still call Twitter, because in this house, it's Twitter. But Civic Media's account's there. You can go and find us on the live stream. And right now, we are still running for the rest of the hour, the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, where you can enter by texting in the word money. Do that by going to the free Civic Media app, typing in the word money, text it to us, and you'll be entered into the daily contest, and then enter into the wider contest, which the grand prize winner will get two tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on the 23rd of December, which is beyond amazing Christmas present, I must say. And I can't believe you thought of me when you won, and I'll go with you. That's fine. We'll go together. I'll bring seat warmers for our tushies because it's real hard there. But it actually not so much because it's club-level seating there, so it's going to be warm and comfy. Now, here's the thing. We're talking to Dan Schaefer, who is the founder of the Recombobulation Area and political editor for Civic Media. When Dan comes on the show, we get something we call the Dan Schaefer bump. We get a lot of people on the live stream. He puts it out there, and the people who love him and a lot of people love him come to the live stream. And I want to talk to the people right now on the live stream. I'm going to make a request of you on the live stream right now. Download the free Civic Media app.
Do it.
Type in the word. Go to the text feature on the bottom of the screen. Type in the word money. Text it to us during this show. And enter yourself into the contest. And also, you know, have a good time listening to great conversation. But do that. All those live stream fans, download the app. Text in the word money and be part of the contest. Be part of our lives. Dan, you wanted to talk about... We were talking about before your legislative voting guide for Wisconsin, which is currently available on the Recombobulation Area, I assume, as well as Civic Media's website. As well, it'll be in our show notes. You can find it. You wanted to talk about the Wausau Area Assembly seat that's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. This is, you know, I mentioned in the previous segment there, I have 8 toss-up seats identified in my comprehensive district by district voter guide. And one of those is in Wausau. This central Wisconsin doesn't have a whole lot of swing districts, but there's certainly one now in the new 85th district. This is one of the few districts on the map won by both Tony Evers and Ron Johnson in the 2022 midterms. And in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump won this district by less than 200 votes. So it's about as toss up as it gets for an assembly district in the state of Wisconsin. And the race there projects to be a really interesting one. One of the projection sites and data that I use for my series here is a place called CAnalysis. They correctly projected 98 of 99 assembly districts correctly in the 2022 midterms. And they have this district as the toss-up seat in the state legislature. So if Democrat Yiling Zhang is able to defeat Republican incumbent Patrick Snyder, things get really interesting for the Wisconsin state legislature. And, you know, as we've seen this week, Wausau is going to be in focus, I think, for this year's election.
Dan, why is that? What's happening? Wausau's a sleepy town. Nothing's going on. That's crazy. Am I right?
Well, I guess there's been some shenanigans this week in Wausau. And I think it's just with what happened with the Wausau mayor. What happened with the Wausau mayor moving the Dropbox this week, I think just serves as a reminder that there are going to be, doesn't have, sorry, I got a little distracted with a message coming through. I think it's just a reminder of the shenanigans, that are going to come into play this fall, because we know how much Republicans did after the 2020 election with trying to overturn the results. And I think what's happening with the drop boxes this week, what's happening with the with Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany spreading all sorts of falsehoods about ballots in Madison this week, I think it's just a reminder that Republicans are going to be pulling all sorts of ridiculous shenanigans when it comes to the election results this fall. And we have to remain vigilant to stand up against these, correct the false reports like what was happening with Tom Tiffany. And he seems to be doubling down and then some on those false comments that even the Associated Press had a report yesterday characterizing his comments as false too. So I think it's just, you know, we're now getting really close to election day. There's less than 40 days to go, less than 6 weeks to go. And I think it's just a reminder, what this week has served really as a reminder to stay vigilant and, you know, be aware of the shenanigans that are almost certainly coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is we've learned in the past, just even a couple weeks, that facts don't, I mean, they've never really mattered to them, but in the wake of things like Springfield, Ohio, what's going on in Wausau, what's going on in Dodge County, what's going on with Tom Tiffany, and geez, what is going on? They do not care. But I think it's important, as you said, to have these conversations so you, the listener or the viewer, can be informed. So that way, when you do encounter individuals and say, well, did you hear about what's happening in Madison? I'm like, well, settle down. It's fine. Let me tell you what's going on. Or here's a website, so they can, quote, do their own research, Calvin, because I think that's important. And also, while I do, I use the term shenanigans as well, we also want to tell you folks that when we say shenanigans, we're talking about voter intimidation, voter suppression, and keeping you from your right to cast your ballot. So I know it's a fun word, but it's a very serious one. And I want to see what happens in Wausau. I want to, the clerk was upset. Yeah. The city attorney told them not to do it. And now they seems like there might be an investigation.
Yeah, it is it's a pretty ridiculous one. And I also, just another reminder of how much local elections matter.
Yes. Like,
this is a Republican mayor that got a lot of funding from the party earlier this year to try to, you know, defeat a progressive mayor, Katie Rosenberg, in the city of Wausau. And I think it just goes to show you every election matters up and down the ballot, from the state legislature to the president. You got to get involved every single time.
Absolutely. You can subscribe to the Recombobulationary. It's really a wonderful website. You can also check out Dan's writings on the Civic Media website. He is the founder of the Recombobulationary and the political editor of Civic Media. Dan Schaefer, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next Friday, of course.
Thanks so much, Greg. We'll be here next week.
Wonderful. Very, very much. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Getting out of frozen Wisconsin. I need you to recombobulate me. I want you to recombobulate me. I need you to recombobulate me. Won't somebody recombobulate me?
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Marathon County District Attorney is investigating the mayor of Wausau for moving an absentee ballot drop box into his office Sunday. Meanwhile, good government groups are also considering their legal options. Nick Ramos heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
I want to give them an opportunity at the local level to be able to resolve the situation, but I can tell you that I've already started to speak with some attorneys about what are the options that are on the table.
Mayor Doug Dinney and other city leaders disagree whether what he did was legal. Owners of older homes in Wisconsin can get some help paying for renovations to improve energy efficiency and safety. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority's More Like Home program offers low-interest loans to homeowners between $5,000 and $50,000. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The UW Board of Regents voted this morning unanimously to fire former UW Lacrosse Chancellor Joe Gow from his tenured faculty position. Gow was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW Lacrosse panel recommended removing Gow from his faculty position. Gow's appeal was heard last month by a UW system committee. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. Area school districts continue to hold referendum information sessions. They'll be doing that over the next few weeks. West Salem held two this week for both of its referendum questions. Toma, which held one last week, has three more lined up for October for its $177 million referendum. And La Crosse is holding weekly sessions, with its next one coming up on Monday, as it lays out its $53 million elementary school consolidation plan. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sibling rivalry is alive and well in Hollywood. For Eric Roberts, it must be difficult when your sister is America's sweetheart and you are America's offbeat, quirky, and at times eerie character actor. In his memoir, Runaway Train, or The Story of My Life So Far, Roberts said his more famous sister Julia was good in Mystic Pizza and great in Pretty Woman, but that her performance in Steel Magnolias did not hold up. He also slammed the performances of the rest of the all-star cast, continuing that there were a bunch of over-the-top performances and crying in the movie. And as the saying goes, when award season rolls around, crying and dying bring home the bacon. Must be nice to have a sibling that can retroactively critique your performances. The studios are digging deep for reboot material. Remember the 1980s film The Burbs that starred Tom Hanks and Corey Feldman? It's getting a reboot and a makeover and will star Keke Palmer. The show will air on Peacock and it will be produced by Seth MacFarlane's company. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and highs reaching 80 degrees. This warm September trend hangs on for the entire weekend too, providing us with pleasant, dry weather as the high heat hangs on. Enjoy your weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
It is Fabulous Female Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show. Folks, we've got historian Heather Cox Richardson and Senator Tammy Baldwin. You are not going to want to miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting in for Jane Matinair, who will be back on Monday. And we love to hear from you. You can do that by calling or texting. The number is the same whether you're doing it. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call us, text us. You can drop a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Civic Media's YouTube and Twitter page because we call it Twitter in this house. It's always Twitter. It's always going to be Twitter. And right now we are running the Go for the Greener Gold Text to Win contest, which all you have to do to enter is download the free Civic Media app, go to the text feature at the bottom of the screen, text the word money, M-O-E-N-Y, money, and you're going to be entered into our daily contest, our hourly contest. There's going to be another one at 1 o'clock and another one at 4 o'clock. You can win either cash or you can win some jewelry, but either way, you're going to be entered into the larger contest, and one grand prize winner will, I almost said wizard, Calvin.
You're a wizard, Greg.
Oh, thank goodness. But you're going to be entered into a grand prize contest, which can see you possibly win two tickets, club level seating, warm and comfy, to see the Green and Gold play New Orleans on December the 23rd up in Green Bay. That's going to be a lot of fun, but you can do that by going into the Civic Media app. You have to have the Civic Media app to do it. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, proper spelling. If you send the word like Moni or Monet, you're not entered, and then we have to tell you about that. So, also, I issued this challenge before we had Dan Schaefer on because we love having Dan on the show. He brings the Dan Schaefer bump. We got a lot of people on the live stream right now watching. I'm looking at you, live streamers. Download the free Civic Media app. This is a challenge. Download the free Civic Media app. Text the word money to Civic Media and be entered in the contest and make us a part of your life because we want to hear from you. You're here. We see you. Come on in. So we heard the music coming in. That is the theme song, as we know, by John Williams for the film franchise Harry Potter. Are you a Harry Potter fan, Calvin?
I like Harry Potter. I don't know if I would associate myself with Harry Potter fans, but
oh boy,
I've read the books, I watched the movies, and I played the most recent video game. But I'm
sounds like you're a fan, buddy.
That makes it sound like I'm really like die hard fan. But I wouldn't put myself in the camp of people who like get Harry Potter tattoos or like that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's I get that. I'm a Harry Potter fan. I've read most of the books. I've seen the movies. That's about as far as it goes.
Most of the books.
Well, I get busy and I read half the fifth. I read the first four books and got halfway through the fifth and then I had to do something else. I never went back.
The fifth one, not to go on a Harry Potter tangent, but I read them when I was young, but I explicitly remember the fifth one was a tripping point for me. I found it really boring.
Okay.
So maybe that could be a common thread.
Okay. Well, I mean, the reason why we're bringing it up, honestly, is because the woman who played Minerva McGonagall, Dame Maggie Smith, died this morning, or we got word that she'd passed away this morning. She was 89 years old. She was famous for being in the Harry Potter franchise. She was also well known from Downton Abbey, the best Marigold Hotel. I first came to know of her as quote unquote older Wendy from the 1991 film Hook, which I absolutely love. Robin Williams. If you don't know that movie, get it in your life. I'm sure it's on a streaming service somewhere in this world. I did not know this, Calvin. And the reason why I brought this up is I wanted to celebrate some people who, because here's what happens. When we lose a celebrity, someone who's beloved in the world, people who just like, you know, that whether they're, you know, Maggie Smith stands, if I'm using that correctly, or that whole thing of like protect Maggie Smith at all costs because we love her so much. She, before I even knew who she was, she had already won two Academy Awards. She had five BAFTA, three Golden Globes, four Primetime Emmys, five Screen Actors Guild Award, and a Tony Award. I had no idea she was this accomplished. Did you at all, Calvin?
I didn't. And now, be completely honest, I'm not really up to date on actors, but I know her as Professor McGonagall.
Yeah. So the thing is like, I know what's going to happen is, and this is great and it should happen. The outpouring of love. We love Maggie Smith. We're going to miss her. She's amazing. She, you know, she defined my childhood through Harry Potter, or I loved her for this and that. And I just wanted to put it upon you all who are watching and listening. Are there any celebrities out there who we should be celebrating now while they're still here? People who we should be getting the flowers before they leave us. Cause I always feel like, oh, it's, we're celebrating when they're gone. We should have known more about them before that, so we could know more about them in the here and now. And I just thought, maybe if anyone out there wants to text us or call us and let us know about, is there a celebrity? Is there a musician, an artist that you think is amazing? Heck, you know what? If there's just someone great in your life, you're like, hey, this is who's awesome, and I'm going to tell you why. Feel free to call us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also drop a comment on the live stream and tell us. We see nearly 200 people on the live stream right now. So someone out there, you know someone who's cool. So yeah, let us know who you think. Calvin, is there anyone out there, an author? I know you are a huge reader. You love video games. Is there a designer? Anyone out there who we should know about in this world who's just not only like talented, but you're like, oh, they're so great.
Well, I'll go with someone that I'm going to be really bummed when they're gone, but yeah. I have my own frustrations with him personally.
Okay.
And but the author, George R.R. Martin.
Oh, I know why you'd be frustrated, because you're never getting those two books.
We're never getting them, and that's why I'm frustrated. But what he's created, even if they remain unfinished,
yeah,
are just so spectacular and put me in a world that I've never really read anything that comes close to it. And part of that is probably because it was the first adult epic fantasy I read.
Yeah.
But I remember when I was reading the books for the first time when I was 17, 18 years old, mm-hmm. I didn't have dreams of being in the world of Game of Thrones, but I did have, I remember a very vivid dream I had one time where I stumbled upon George R.R. Martin's house and he invited me in and I asked him about the end of the series. And I don't remember what he told me in this dream, but that's how just how much his work has impacted me. And I hope maybe he passes notes along to someone, but at the end of the day, I'm happy with the work that he has given to us.
I have to imagine that there's got to be something somewhere that says if he should die before they're done, there's someone he trusts to take the story to a conclusion. Unless he's such a trickster where he has something in his will saying absolutely no one's allowed to touch it ever. And if it's not finished, oh, well.
He, when asked about that, he has not entertained it. He has been like, no, I'm finishing them. They'll get done someday.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I hope he's seen reality as he nears his 80s. I don't think he's 80 yet, but he's definitely close.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We have Maureen listening in Nina on WISS who says, Dick Van Dyke, very talented. Yes. You know, Dick Van Dyke, I think he's like 98 years old. He's still performing. He just won an Emmy, and he is alive, and he's also another person. You know, we were talking to Dorothy Harms from the Farmer Angel Network earlier, and he's someone who's talked openly about his struggles with mental health, his struggles with addiction. And I think, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I'll take that example, and is a fantastic. Dick Van Dyke is super, super, super influential for me. And I've told Jane this, that the day that Mel Brooks leaves us, I might not come in to work because I will be very, very upset. He is not only one of the, he has won all the awards. He's created some of the most influential and impactful comedy of the past 50 years. He's influenced writers, directors, producers, comedians, stand-up, sketch, improv. He's done it all. And he is just very, very important. And I just think, and when you listen to him talk, you get excited and you get happy because he's just happy to be alive. And I think he's 97 as well. I mean, a lot of these individuals we're talking about who are older, but yeah, it's just, I think it's important to talk about these performers and these celebrities we love so much while they're here and celebrate them, and also celebrate people in your life as well. And just, you know, I mean, the George R.R. Martin thing, I mean, I didn't realize how much you love those books, because I know you love a lot of fantasy, Calvin. You love, it's fantasy, right? That's your main.
Yeah, I like sci-fi too, but Game of Thrones was definitely my entry into the world of adult fiction, I would say. I read a lot when I was a kid too, but that was the first like book written for adults that I read.
Did you feel, because you were 17, I'm not going to lie, I tried to get through the first one. I was like, I don't like this. It's not my game. It's not my, it's very very adult.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I like weird, dark things, I guess. I don't know. Like Black Mirror is my absolute favorite TV show. Yeah. Shout out, season 5's coming, or whatever the next season is in 2025.
Well, I mean, that's great. I mean, I'm just a big scaredy cat, Calvin. You like all the things I'm afraid of, and you're much more courageous than I am.
Yeah, but it's also like there's just certainly works that Game of Thrones is derivative of, and there's author sense that have built really expansive worlds. But when you're reading those books, the world just feels so real and lived in, and I just think that that's a feat, and I really appreciate his work.
Well, we got another text in from Liz in Saukville listening to WAUK. She says Elizabeth Gilbert, who's the author of Eat, Pray, Love, among many. She loves Robert Redford, who's a great actor and, of course, an environmental activist. And, I mean, yes, Liz. Meryl Streep, great actor, and her activism. She's just amazing. I mean, I feel like we have so many more performers now who we just see as great people, too, who are standing up for great causes, who are looking at the younger generation and saying, this is how you do it. I mean, I think that's a very, very important as well. But yeah, I mean, all three of those are fantastic examples. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, Liz, listening in Saukville. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can call us 855-752-4842. That's 855-CIVIC. Once again, we are doing the text to win, go for the green or gold text to win contest. And you can do that by downloading the Civic Media app and texting the word money, M-O-N-E-Y. And Calvin, I've seen some misspellings come through already.
Yes, M-O-N-E-Y.
Every time I spell it, I'm like, am I spelling it correctly?
I know, I just had that same
money,
thought.
Money, simple word, 2 syllables, 5 letters. You're like, am I doing this correctly? M-O-N-E-Y. And you will be entered in to be part of the 11 o'clock contest. And if you win, you can either win $100 cash. Oh boy. Or you can win some jewelry. And no matter what, you enter, you get entered into the big contest, which is 2 tickets to see the green and gold in Green Bay on December the 23rd. And those tickets are club level, by the way. That means they are soft cushioned. They are warm. I've been able to sit in those seats, and they are very, very nice. The stadium is a great place, but it does have very hard seating on the outside. And so you will get club level seats. You can take your favorite person, a great Christmas present. If you know Calvin and you love him, you can take him if you want. It's fine. I'm sure he's not going to deny you. But either way, do that. Be part of the contest. Text the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, to be part of it, to enter into the contest for today. You get another chance at 1 p.m. on the Todd Alba Show. You'll get another chance, one more final chance on the Maggie Dawn Show at 4 p.m. But stay tuned for that. Listen in for those keywords coming in down in the next few hours. So, Calvin, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to get some snacks, some water, because it's important to stay hydrated, Calvin. And when we come back, we are going to round out the show, round out the week with another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This time today, it is called Giant Baby Edition. So don't go anywhere. Stay close. We're going to be coming back right away. But you're amazing. You're awesome. Thank you for listening, of course. This is Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt Nair, who will be returning on Monday. You can always be part of the conversation by calling or texting. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also watch us on the live stream. Drop a comment there. We are currently on Civic Media's YouTube and Twitter page, because here we call it Twitter. You can also be part of the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest that is going on right now until the end of the hour. The keyword is money, M-O-N-E-Y. Go get the Civic Media app, text the word money in, and you'll be part of the contest. There are two more chances today, 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., and that is it. Then the contest is done. We'll find our winners for those hourly entries, and then also find our grand prize winner, which will be probably announced in the next week or so, but you stick close. The word is money, M-O-N-E-Y. And Calvin, it's Friday. It's 11:51. It's the 11:51 time frame. So you know what that means, right? It's a time for another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
This shouldn't be a thing.
When researching this segment we do on this show, we come across a lot of interesting stories. We've talked about some weird things. Robot with lifelike skin that smile oddly. We've talked about, snakes that are slowly, I guess, eating people. But today, I really feel like we found one for the ages, and that is demonic 27-foot doll in town square terrifies locals. Quote, never seen anything like this. The English village of Rockdale are freaking out because there's a giant 27-foot baby doll in the middle of their town square. It's sitting down, and Kelvin, to describe it is, first of all, why do you think there is a 27-foot baby doll sitting in the middle of the Rockdale town square? If you didn't already know, what would be your guess, I should say?
Well, if it was in America and not England, I would assume it's like some like anti-abortion protest or something.
True, true. But that's not what it is. So it is a 27-foot tall doll with G.I. Joe type arms with weird flexors in it. And it also has a At first, I thought it was a bouncy house because there's like a mesh center where the tummy is. And by the way, pretty sure this baby doll is naked because there's like pillows all around the areas and its eyes are closed. It has those, what looks like those flippy doll eyes from when you were a kid. You'd like tip it back and its eyes would open, tip it down, it's closed. It looks like it has this. I mean, and it also just looks like it had a rough night. It's very, very odd looking. But there it is with a gigantic, what looks to be a 6 or 7 foot baby bottle next to it. A 27 foot, I don't even like saying this, but naked baby sitting in the middle of an English town square. Any thoughts at all? Like, second, what would be your second guess? So if it was America, yes, I get that. It would be probably some pro-life thing, something, a political statement. What else you got for me, Calvin?
You know, I guess my next guess would just be like a modern art installation that's just there for no reason.
Another great guess. Honestly, that is probably, you know, because I absolutely thought to myself, I'm like, this is, because I read the article, like, this is horrifying. I thought nothing about art, but yes, that is also a great guess. The baby's name is Lily and it's being brought out to the children to talk about the importance of the environment. This story does not explain why this gigantic evil looking baby is being used for it. All I know is that the kids seem fascinated. The article I'm reading here, the kids seem fascinated and the parents are completely freaked out by it. And the picture of the person who uses the baby, which is a person in overalls with red hair and a microphone, not helping the situation at all. Because it just looks like a baby sitting upright asleep with mechanical arms. I cannot stop looking at this, Calvin.
I keep being the odd one, obviously. I mean, I'm going to agree that this shouldn't be a thing because the purpose is really obscure and weird. But I think, as an art piece, it's kind of cool.
As an art piece, it works. And maybe that's the thing is, like, we're going to use, like, also, didn't you have to reuse a lot of paper, a lot of environment to make this thing happen? I don't understand.
That's kind of where I was going with it is, like, it's either made of plastic or paper or something that doesn't look super environmentally friendly.
And I want to know why the mesh center on the stomach. I need to know what that's about, too. Is it a bouncy house?
I think my assumption based off what the purpose is, I think it might be a speaker.
Oh, wow. See, you're thinking. You're really thinking.
But I'm thinking really hard about that.
Well, either way, whether it's leap, environment, art, speaker, or bouncy house, Calvin, this is a thing that should not be.
This shouldn't be a thing.
All right, before we get out of here, I want to make one quick correction. I accidentally said the Maggie Dawn show at 4 o'clock when I meant the Dom Salvia show. It is going to be Todd Alba show at 1 p.m. for the text to win keyword and 4 p.m. on Dom Salvia show. That was my mistake. I appreciate you calling me on that in the text lines. Calvin, thank you so much for helping out this week. Thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you for being a part of the show, for texting, calling. We couldn't do this without you. Jane will be back on Monday, and you're going to be listening to some news coming up next, and then followed by that will be the Todd Alba show. He's on location right now in Los Angeles, so please stick around. Stay close. You've been listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay awesome.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Northeast Wisconsin independent filmmaker J.B. Thompson, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins us with new music and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.